again. This is the Oh No Radio Show live from Scumbag Studios.
We'd like to welcome all your ears.
I am your host, Owen. I will be guiding you through this show tonight. With me, as always, the lovely, the luxurious haired.
Oh, thank you.
The tall and lizard-like.
I was hoping lizard would make it tonight. Yes.
Ty is here, everybody.
Hello. Thank you.
Along with Ty, and along with me this evening, we're joined by...
Luxurious.
Well, we can say luxurious later. I do like the word luxurious, by the way.
Yeah.
But what I will say is that this is a person that I wish would join us more, you know, on the show. And I feel...
The open invitation.
And I feel tonight, because, you know, before I introduce her, I need to say that this is the 2013 wrap-up show. This is the time, Ty, where we're going to sit back and we're going to recap for everyone what happened on the Oh No Radio Show in 2013 as we, you know, embark.
I can't remember what happened last week.
I can't remember either, and that's why we're going to sit down and remember together.
Thank God for the internet.
But somebody who can, who should be here for this show because is, you know, witness to all of it, even though she may not, you know, necessarily be a part of it directly. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife Teresa is decided to join us in the studio.
Hello. I am here.
You finally. Are here. I love you on microphone. You're so cute sounding.
Don't call me cute.
Oh, don't. Yeah, that's let's start there. That's actually really funny. Teresa, you do have a pet peeve about being called cute, don't you?
I don't like it. I think it makes me feel younger and...
Yeah.
You're telling me, you're a cute young kid.
Do you think you'll like it more when you're older?
No, not at all.
No,
because when you're older, you want to be.
You
told,
see it as a demeaning term. You don't see it as, oh, that's a nice thing to say. You see it as, oh, you're cute. You don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's how you use it all the time.
Right.
Like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah,
that's
cute.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I get it. I get it. And. Do you get it? I mean, I think a lot of the time you get it because of your voice, because you do sound cute. Like when you talk, you have a very, sweet sounding, you know, gentle voice. It's and it's quiet, you know.
I love her voice.
I do too.
Well, thank you, Ty.
I do too, and I don't think
underlying
cute,
sauciness.
I don't think cute. Oh yeah, there's always a sense of sarcasm to everything you say.
I appreciate that.
And it's she's Teresa. If you've not really listened to the show over the years, when she does speak, that's what I've always said. When you do speak, you really say something true. You really hit it home. So
yeah,
it's a pleasure to have you with us. And
well, I'm glad to be here. You know, I figured last day of the year, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Ty, before we get into this 2013 recap, you just went on an adventure of your own.
I had snow dogs. You know,
is that the movie with?
What are those called?
That's the movie.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's the movie with what's his face?
Great White or something.
The black guy that's in
Cool Runnings.
No, not Cool Runnings.
Oh, I wish we were talking about Cool Runnings.
Snow Dog.
You want to kiss my egg?
I was gonna make a. What's that fucking guy's name? What's his name?
I know
Jerry
you're
Maguire.
About. What?
He's in Jerry Maguire. He's the black guy.
He was in what's a Snow fucking... Dogs movie.
Yeah, he was in a movie called Snow Dogs. it was the worst movie of all time. We should look it up. We should look up the trailer. Hang on.
Oh my God.
While I'm looking that up, you tell us a little bit about your adventure in
it was
nether
fun,
regions
you know,
of this planet.
I go up usually once a year, and that's the one time a year I get to hang out with my family, really. And then we all go to my grandparents' house, and it's always fun. But it's the most polite Midwestern party you've ever been to. Like nobody drinks until you get back to the hotel at night.
Right, right.
If you want to have a cigarette, it's pretty tough. It's,
you gotta do the sneaky around the corner thing.
Even that's pretty tough. There.
Even
you
really,
can't, yeah. There's no corner to. Get around where you're not going to smell like a cigarette.
Yeah, here we go. Here's the Snow Dogs trailer.
The race that Cuba. The no, not Cuba.
Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah, that's him.
Meet the Snow Dogs.
Awful actor.
Diesel, Mac, Scuba, Duchess, Yodels, Smith,
Yodels,
Nana, and Demon.
These dogs are champions.
Except for Matt
Damon. Yeah.
Now, the greatest sled dog team in the world is about to get a new owner.
It's about a will.
It's about some lady in Alaska.
Alaska.
And this dentist from Miami is about to discover.
Nobody said anything about the dog.
His inheritance really bites.
Oh, better watch out.
Where's those dogs?
So it's. Oh, no, we got. Yeah. This is how good of a movie it is.
I really want to watch it, though. Can we stream that right now and then just cut to it?
I got an Apple TV. We might be able to do that.
You got an Apple
TV? I got an Apple TV. Teresa got it for me for Christmas.
That's awesome.
Great gift.
It is a good gift.
Here's the problem, though.
Keeps giving.
And I was going to talk about this eventually.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun. My parents got me a fucking Chromecast. I only have one fucking TV with an HDMI port on it. I don't know what the fuck to do. Buy another
Can
TV.
Can you do both?
Jesus Christ.
Can't you do both? Do you have two
slots? I could put them both in the thing, and I could use them both on the same TV, but what the fuck's the point of that?
Now I don't know. I've never done it before.
Now I've got eight devices that all connect to goddamn Netflix and fucking... I've got a Roku.
Take it to work.
I've got a Roku now.
Put it on your keychain. Take it to work.
That's actually not a terrible idea. I probably could.
What, for the Chromecast?
Oh, the Chromecast. Yeah, Chromecast I could take to work for sure. That's not a bad idea. Anyway.
Yeah.
Back to what you were saying about your adventures up in... How cold was it?
It was...
You were what? Wisconsin, all right, South Dakota?
So,
is that where we were?
Yeah. When I got off the plane, it was about 30, 28, 30. Which, that's not that bad. I got off the plane, and I had my cigarette,
we get
30s, wasn't that bad.
We get 30s here on occasion at
30s,
night.
People
at
in
night.
Florida really do freak out, though.
Yeah.
If it's really in the 30s.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's when you've got to bring out all the blankets and cover all your plants.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what they do.
But yeah, they don't worry about that up there.
But how? So it got colder than that, then, obviously.
Yeah, and that was probably the best it ever was about 30. And then even getting out of Milwaukee, where I flew into, it went down to, like, I don't know, 10, like, really relatively quickly. It was.
Now, I know those, you know, there are people out there and some in the UK that are kind of, like, grumbling probably as we're talking about this. But you have to understand, we live in Florida. It's like, outside right now, it's in, what, the 60s maybe, you know? It's December, you know? It's the last day in December, and it's... 60 degrees.
It's glorious.
It's pretty fucking glorious. We have had some gray skies here lately, which, do you get that a lot up there?
Yeah, it's usually pretty gray, man.
Is it?
You get a couple days where the sun's out and it's blue and just blue and white, you know? That's all you see, but it's gray for a while.
I tend to think, like, I think back of, you know, people I know in the UK, and we always have said, maybe it's just like kind of a family catchphrase, like, oh, it's a very English day outside. Like, it's been a very, you know, stagnant thing. It's kind of when it's misty and it's the cold rain and it's gray skies.
How cold does it get there, though?
In parts of the country, it gets, you know, very, very cold, but the country is big enough to definitely have regions. And, you know, London doesn't get terribly bad. The further south you are, like in the south of Wales, where I'm kind of from.
But when you say bad, how bad are we talking?
Up in Leeds, I mean, they get snow quite heavily, and they get, you know.
They go negatives and all that?
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely if you go to Scotland. Not so much England, but if, you know, Britain in general, if you start getting into the Scotland territory, I mean, they've got areas of land that are just, you know, most of Scotland is uninhabited by people because you can't live there. You just can't. That's the beauty of that country, is they've got all this land and nothing to do with it, you know? It's kind of like Russia. It's a huge
expanse.
Country, but most of it, no one is ever going to want to live there ever. So,
it's
cool.
True.
Have fun with that.
Enjoy that.
Well, yeah, I guess there's probably resources.
Also, as I took my trip and went further west to South Dakota, and it is kind of like, it's like Russia there. It's flat. It's snow-covered. Blows heavy in when they... Dude, I just watched the temperature fall. And finally, it was like negative 18 the first night I got there. And that's just the temperature. That's not wind.
Can you even sleep with that? I mean, can you even?
Well, yeah, it's warm and you're wherever you're living, it's fine.
But it's just going outside in general is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, definitely.
You said there was a guy that what you were like hanging out with. Like, you did you meet? Was you, were you at a bar? Where were you? Right.
Which guy are we talking about?
The guy with the truck.
Guy with the truck. Oh, that was we went to a kind of local bar by my house.
Okay,
it's
so
about
5 minutes
from my place, but it's like a house bar. Like, the bottom floor is the bar, but it looks like a house from the outside.
Really? That's cool. Kind of.
But I mean, it's a little bit better than that, but still it's
it's
very small.
It's
pub. It's very small pub.
Okay.
But yeah, we showed up and there's this, you know, big F-350 on monster, you know,
monster
jacked
tires
up.
Jacked up.
And it's, you know, running some diesel. It's just putting there. I'm like, all right, guys getting ready to go, I guess. We went inside, had two or three drinks, came outside to smoke.
Still running. So you talk to the guy?
And then finally, when I went back in, the bartender told me it was that guy down there. And we were there for probably 2-3 hours, and he let
his
truck run the entire time. Because it's too hard to start, apparently, in the, you know,
I get
when
it.
It's cold out.
Especially if it's diesel, too, right? Like,
yeah,
that's
diesel,
a big part of it.
Yeah.
And that's what the big semis do. They just keep them running. They don't ever, they don't shut those fuckers down when they're sleeping. They keep those running just to,
people have block heaters that are built into their engines. There's like a cord you pull out from the grill and plug in so it heats up your block before you start in the morning.
God damn. I remember the days of, you know, and when we get it very, very rarely, of just frost on the windshield being a pain in the ass. Like, but when it's like so caked on, then you really have to, like, my mom used to just basically boil
scrape
the teapot
it.
In the UK. And
oh, really?
She used to do that, which I'm pretty sure is not good, because then
can
you can like
your
crack
glass.
Your glass.
Yeah.
But she used to do it all the time.
It's funny, though.
It is funny. All right. Do you want to get into this 2013 recap of all our nonsense?
Is Big Dunks calling? You got the Skype on?
The Skype is on. The Skype is on. And yes, we haven't done the number.
Oh, we should do the number.
We should do the number for our New Year's, you know, extravaganza. All right, here we go.
Extravaganza.
Hang on. I want a new sound. I haven't been happy with this with the sound lately. Let's try this.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, there we go. That's better.
3, 3, 2, 0, 1.
That's an 8.
6, 6, 6, 6, 6.
Hey, Austin.
Yeah, give us a call on that number.
That
if you can, decode that, and
I wasn't sure if you're gonna start over. I don't.
321-332-0186 is the number. Please give us a call. Six. Obviously, we have nothing to talk about but us and you and what's going on for the new year. So,
where do you start this extravaganza?
Where do we start? Well, we have to start with the last show. Which was, by the way, episode 145. We're on 146 today.
The sixer.
CeeLo Claus, Christmas Myths, and Krampus. I mean, that was a good show. It was only last show, obviously, but I do like the idea of CeeLo Claus.
Dude,
he would be jolly, singing songs like a motherfucker with soul.
But he's got lots of cats.
Does he have cats?
He has tons of cats. Big puffy cats.
He likes cats.
I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that cats were a thing.
That was my favorite part of the voice show.
Mm. I never watched that. He always has a cat?
Like, they would cut to him for an interview, and he just had, like, it was Dr. Evil, like, man, it was funny. He just had this cat that he was petting.
I want to be like that. I
was thinking more from, like, what is that? The Inspector Gadget, the cat.
Oh, Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah.
Dr. Robotnik, yeah. He always had that white, what was this cat? His cat had a name.
What's the phone ringing?
The phone was not ringing. That's a Skype noise that I have never been able to figure out how to turn off. It's like sometimes when people change status or something, because it's okay. Such like an old version of Skype too. Because everything I found out that I have this old computer, this old Mac for, there's like nothing that runs on it now. So you have to go back, and I have to find like the oldest version of Skype.
Oh, that's terrible.
I don't think. Has my volume been too low on the live feed? If anybody's listening, you should let me know that. Jesus Christ.
Were you on? I can hear you.
I think it might have been a little low. I turned it up a little bit, but it's a real testy thing.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Anyway, welcome to the show. I don't think it was down. I don't think it was down. I just think people maybe were having a hard time hearing. Anyway, let's take a look. Let's go back to episode 144. That was Nelson Mandela Loves Penguins. I do feel like that was actually one of my finer episodes.
Who's our guests
on that show?
We had the Trav.
I believe we had the Trav. Yeah.
The Yo.
I'm guessing Katie was probably Katie on that one? I don't know. Probably. I don't even put that in. This is how awful our show is, and this is why I need everyone else to start stepping up to the plate, because I can't run the show and take all the notes for the show.
It's tough for me to do.
How much do those things, the people they have in court, the stenographers, how much do they cost? We need one of those.
They type in like crazy shorthand too.
I've never understood that actually.
I don't know if they actually have to type it out later. Who types it out later?
My mom, she was worked as a secretary for many years.
Your mom probably typed it out later.
She probably did. But she could read. She had this form of shorthand that she would write that was absolutely just, it's mind-blowing. I wonder if she can still do it. I'll have to ask her about it. But
interesting.
She would write, like, the way she would compose quick notes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looked like fucking hieroglyphics to me. It didn't
look
like... You
couldn't read it, really?
You can't read it, you know? She's the only person that can read it. It's like she developed her own shorthand language.
That's awesome.
I think she had mentioned that it was something they used to teach. It was an actual skill that you used to learn in school, especially for women. And it was just something that she'd always been good at.
See, that's probably – and then they turned that into a typewriter.
I wonder if that's what stenographers do. If anybody knows anything about that, I'd love to hear you. Send me an email or hit me up on Facebook about that, because I'd like to learn more. You know,
also curious, yeah,
very curious about that. But all right, let's just like flip through. We'll go back to October 19th. Personally, I think one of my finer titles for a show.
I'm excited.
Pacific Rim Job. That was when I went on the rant about Pacific Rim and how much it sucked.
Did you guys watch that together?
No, I haven't seen it.
You didn't watch it?
No.
You're not missing. But you will hate it.
I like the director. Was it Guillermo del Toro?
He was involved with it. I don't know if he was the sole director.
I think he was a producer. I don't think he was a director. I'm not quite sure, but...
But he did have a lot to do with it at the same time.
No, he did. He did. And it was stupid... Unbelievable robots fighting dumb robots. You're gonna make me all mad.
I do remember this, so.
All right, let's go back another episode, and I'll read the description of this and see how shitty it is, because I don't remember this at all. This is October 10th, 2013. It's not that long ago, folks. I don't remember a single fucking show. It's titled "The Show Must Go On," so I'm guessing something happened.
Oh no!
Right.
Well, we probably. Did the 2-minute wreck? What do you think?
Tonight we embark on a new era of the Ono Radio Show, as we broadcast for the first time in a long time without our Lord of the Scumbags, Duncan.
No.
That was the show.
That's so sad.
I forgot all about him. I didn't even. Is he alive?
I didn't remember.
Who's that? Who?
Duncan.
It sounds familiar.
It sounds kind of scummy.
It must have been a caller or something. I don't know. I don't remember. Going back a little further, Godzilla and Vince Gill. I'm sure that one was good. I didn't even put a fucking description on that one. Tat Talk, McNugget Rampage, and Rapey Tie. I want to hear this one. I want to hear just a little taste of what this one was.
All right.
All right. Sounds good to me so far. This is like... Is this like...
Oh, I remember Rapey Tie now. I was trying to remember what...
What Rapey Tie was?
A little bit.
I'm trying to figure out, like, if this puts us in some weird... What's that movie with DiCaprio and the spinny thing?
Inception?
Yeah. This is like Podcast Inception. We're, like, playing an old podcast.
Podception.
A podcast. All right. We can fast forward to the theme song. We can do that.
Last time that I saw you... Well, no, maybe the time before that.
All right, let's see what's going on here.
Down and bitter and
oh, man, I think... Oh,
that voice does sound familiar. Who's that?
I think it must be a caller.
You've checked out from the factory. I think we can say that. We
definitely have checked out from the factory.
But life in general, just
No.
People in general.
Oh, man, I do hate the shit out of people.
There's someone that does hate the shit out of people.
And you not want to kill?
Pretty much. Like, there's only a handful, like... If you are lucky enough to be on my Facebook friends list, that means that we could probably sit in a room for up to 3 hours before I will have homicidal thoughts about it.
Now, that's not to say you haven't had homicidal thoughts here with the both of us after about 3 hours.
Exactly. But I mean, usually there's extenuating circumstances.
That's, I think, the general. Is that the general average of the amount of time you can spend with any given person? Or just...
Unless it's Tara inking the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Your skin holds the ink. Like, there's all
this color talks to you, Mike.
I took like a little thing of whiskey with
ink.
Me. They were all right with me. Just I slow sipped it over the 9 hours. I had to sign a paper. Man, I'm a deep fool.
I mean, I guess you do have to sign a waiver. Do you have to sign a waiver every time you get tattooed by tattoo?
I always sign
it. I don't.
You do. You do.
No.
Are you kidding me? No.
Hey, man. These are honest questions.
I filled out paperwork the first time. And after that, I have not filled
this
out.
This is all tattoo talk.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm fast forwarding that.
The most horribly unhygienic circumstances you could even possibly think of.
This is your first?
Oh, no. No, my first was at a shop. My first was at a shop by a guy who had done some of my mom's
5 minutes later, tattoo talk.
I had my chest done. I know I had the majority.
I want to hear the McNugget Rampage. I don't know what that one.
I'm also curious about McNuggets.
I'll try and find it. It's loading.
I'm also hungry again for more nuggets.
Hang on.
McNuggets.
Gray hair. Glasses. What is left. Yeah.
No, and I'm okay with that.
I know. It's dignifying.
Yeah.
Quite
the tattoos.
I think I just said he looked like a weird version of Anderson Cooper. I think that's what if I didn't say it on that podcast, then that's what I meant. So there. You know.
Cheers to that.
We do have. I mean, grandmas and pop music. I don't know what that one's about. What was that? I guess it says. Well, yeah, we talk about grandmas and pop music. Suck it. It's disco night. What the fuck is that?
I do remember some disco songs.
I don't even know what my show is, man. I don't even know.
I'm trying to remember.
None of us do.
I'm hindered.
None of us. Can you even? I mean, do you have a favorite moment of 2013 on the Ono?
Not really.
Show?
No.
It's all.
I decline
just,
that.
You decline that statement. I don't know, man. Let's see what's going on this one. Oh, I never heard that before. Yeah, let's fast forward through that. Let's see what's going on.
By the fact I have been hilarious. In the lawn.
But yeah, so, and
in
there's
the
Shag. Not really
now,
Shag.
Podcast
I feel like
playing
the
at the same time
days.
On a podcast. Now it's Podception.
Yeah. Pulling.
Well, you know, it wouldn't
I
be that bad.
I asked for a weed whacker. No one got me one.
Why didn't you ask me?
Yeah, but everybody has these shitty electric ones, and I wasn't going to do that, so I pulled them all out by my hand, and that's how I just fucking do it.
I was going to say, I have a shitty electric one.
I'm really mad about weed whackers on that podcast. I don't know.
You must have done the yard.
I must have done the yard that day. Yeah.
He does
see,
get
this
a little
is
yard
better,
worked up.
See, this is better than... Oh, did we lose a side? I think we lost... No, not that side. That side.
Oh.
Yeah,
let's
see. Jesus.
That's loud.
Yeah, but now, like, it's probably sounding better.
Holiness.
Everything fucking dies on me. It's crazy. But no, I, you know those like Instagram things that are going around and the Facebook things, like your year in your life on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. This is like a year in the life of your life. Like, this is really, you can very quickly go back. Like, what was I doing? And, I mean, that was that pop music one. That was just in August, man.
Not all that long ago.
Not very long ago. I have no, you know, recollection of that. Let's go. I gotta hit the previous entries button here. Let's see.
Loading.
Oh.
Loading.
Dukes, Lords, Paupers, and Bitcoins. Good title. And we got Inside Out, Gay Percentage, Slug Toes, Sex Skydiving. I remember sex skydiving.
Yeah.
If I remember nothing else for
at
the rest of my days,
out.
that is it. It's the. Did you ever see that, love?
Nope.
I never showed you that. It was. I don't know if I can find it again. It would be a hard link to find. But it was literally two people. It was kind of a porno, but they were skydiving. They were parachuting.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing it.
In the air, falling.
Yeah.
I mean. That's a high five.
But I think we also, you know, definitely talked about how that could be almost quite painful for the woman maybe at times. Like, I don't imagine it either.
There's not a lot of momentum. There's not a lot of rocking of the ocean, per se, going on.
This guy was fucking her. He was up there fucking her. I mean, he wasn't playing.
Hips gyrating and all?
Because they were strapped. Weren't they strapped in together? Wasn't that how it worked? I think they were both naked and they were, you know, they were just strapped in together in the harnesses. That's all they were wearing. And they were, he just, I think, I don't know if he penetrated her before he left the plane or after.
It had to be after.
I think they were doing it on the plane first and then they hopped out and then they were banging as they were falling. And, he, you know, obviously she was kind of below him, and then he was able to, like, there's a physics to it. You know.
There's a science.
There's science.
Why?
There's science involved.
Why not? To be the guy that fucking fell.
Someone in the air.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Only other, like, animals that do that, like fireflies or dragonflies.
Do they stay flying while they do it? Yeah, I guess they do.
I think someone made the joke at one point that, you know, what happens, you know, it's that last moment where you throw out your chute and whoosh. Ow!
You did that on purpose.
Yes, I did. Are you drunk? Jesus, no.
Then if you land, I wonder how that felt on the booty, because you got to put your feet out and kind of butt scoot it, you know. Well, I guess you could do the running. You could do the running landing.
True. You could kind of do the.
I don't remember if they show them landing, but.
I don't think they made it that far. Maybe they died. Who knows? I never saw them land.
She never orgasmed.
Yeah, exactly. We'd be remiss to not talk about our year in 2013 without talking about the Derby.
The Derbs.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
That was a good time. We need to have the Derby back in here. I think they've expressed interest as well. There's one that goes further back as well, and I've talked to him very recently. Our favorite Santa Claus might be returning as well. So
that's exciting.
That's exciting news. That's exciting.
I enjoy his perspective.
No, he's a very interesting person. It's good to have interesting people. It's not, you know.
Now he's probably all depressed. Christmas is over.
Yeah.
Sad.
Oh, he's all like, man. It's like, oh, I gotta wait all this time to work.
It's like a heroin addict after they ran out of heroin.
I think even
that's how I compare your love of Christmas.
I wonder if Santa, by the end of, I want to ask him this one question. By the end of the whole Christmas thing, because we have spread it out as a society now, we have spread it out and long and far, and it starts in God right after fucking Halloween and seems to last until the 10th of January. But once it's all said and done, like, or before it's, you know, said and done, I guess. Does Santa get sick of it? Because it's too long now. I imagine Santa gets sick of it. But then again, He is Santa. He loves those kids, man.
Without getting too nerdy, did you watch the Doctor Who?
I didn't.
Wait, which one? The Christmas special?
Yeah.
No, I watched.
You watched
the last
it.
10,
I didn't.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
I watched it last night.
We're going to do it.
I was pretty happy about it. You guys should definitely watch it.
Oh, I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's awesome.
I couldn't accept Matt Smith looking so old.
Oh, do they do the makeup thing on him?
Yeah, he plays an old man for the
Well, it's Doctor Who. There's supposed to be an element of campiness and bad makeup and, you know.
But it was solid, though. The whole episode was definitely worthy.
And
it was very hooey Doctor Who.
And we're introduced, you know, very briefly, I believe, at the end to the new Doctor.
Yeah.
So,
is hella weird and interesting, too.
First impressions?
First impressions, I think I'm going to like him a lot, but he's an older...
I've seen the clip. Yeah. I've seen the very, very end of it. That's about all I have seen. And from first impressions...
They've gone so young for so long.
It's kind of interesting and cool for them to, you know, nerd talk, go back and... revisit an old doctor. It's you know, good to have...
Yeah, man. I think it'll be cool. Like, he seems like he'll be a good flavor.
We'll see.
Was Matt Smith's time as the Doctor about the same as Tennant's? I think we talked about this, but...
Maybe slightly shorter?
I think so. I think it was... Oh, that mic's live. You just kicked it in the face, so everybody heard that. Thanks. You can talk. You're allowed. She just stares at me. She just looks at me and says...
She's contemplating Doctor Who deepness
right now. I'm going through all the facts of Doctor Who in my head right now.
I know. You get into more nerd zone than either one of us.
Probably.
Yeah.
I like to nerd out a little, though. Matt Smith was better than any of us thought he'd be.
I stand by that.
And maybe that happens with every Doctor, but still, Matt Smith, to me, like, when I first saw him, I was like, there's no way. I don't want to like him like I like
my
everybody
dad,
else.
My dad kind of hates him, and he's kind of a Doctor Who purist. He never liked him. He loved Tennant.
Tennant was good.
But he didn't really ever, you know, make it past his forehead, I think. I don't know. He's a weird looking dude. Let's be honest. I mean, he's not terrible looking.
Who, Tennant or Matt Smith?
Matt Smith. He's got a monkey face or something. I mean,
he just has a prominent.
He's got a very prominent chin. Yeah.
Chin. Yeah.
He's got a. It's not quite a Leno chin, but
that's true.
It's getting there. I don't know. I'm making fun of him. I'm making fun of your face, Matt Smith. Making fun of your face. Has anybody ever made fun of your face, Ty?
Probably.
You got a fucking fucked up face.
That's just mean.
It is. I had that when I was younger.
When I was younger.
Your face is fucked. Like,
there's always somebody who doesn't like your face for some reason. Like,
but then again,
you know what I don't like about you? I just don't like your face.
Your fucking face. Your
face.
You know what you got? You got one of them faces that needs a fucking fist in it.
Talking about my fist and your face. I don't know why we went
good
like
prof,
Jersey
bro.
With
good,
all that.
Let's not do that.
Good prof.
Can we go back to the Derby episode and how you lost?
Oh, I was not going to
bring
that up.
Yeah, we didn't
that
go
up,
that far, did we?
You. But thank you.
I'm glad we did.
All week, all I heard was, oh, I'm going to win. I'm super fast on rollerblades. They have nothing on me.
I was also surprised by your all-out.
And I was so sad
out.
I wasn't there to see him lose.
Well, at least there's a video.
Yeah, there is a video.
But still.
Yeah, you can check out our Facebook, by the way, if you're not a fan of the show on Facebook. You need to be, because that's where you can get fucking awesome videos like me losing to the roller derby squad.
Four. Really was bad. It four chicks?
Four of them.
Four.
Yeah.
Four. Yeah. All four of them. Leave me. No.
They strategized that hard, though.
Oh, dude. Well, they totally blocked me at the beginning. That was fucked as well. Like, come on. No, I never said that. It's a fucking race. It's
but you would, even if nobody else was in front of you, you would have never caught that one girl.
I don't know that.
That one girl,
I don't
no way.
That, no, that one girl was, yeah, I could never beat her. She was fast as shit, man.
That was some lightning.
She was lightning. Well, what do they call them? She was the, oh, God.
We once learned, again.
We learned nothing,
we have learned nothing.
We've learned nothing from this year. We, oh, no, I don't know. It's the one that's supposed to pass them all.
She's the blitzer?
No.
Wolf blitzer?
That's not it.
It's a wolf blitzer.
A wolf blitzer.
They go really fast.
A wolf blitzer. there should be a drink called the wolf blitzer. What would the wolf blitzer be? I feel like Jaeger's in it.
Jaeger with the wine spritzer.
Jaeger with wine spritzer is a wolf blitzer. It's the best thing ever. Let's do it. Ooh. Let's do it.
You know, tonight's the night to do it.
Shots to do wolf blitzers!
What's in this? Wine spritzer?
Don't ask, man. It's the wolf blitzer.
Felt so much more metal when you said it like that.
Wolf blitzer! The Wolf Blitzer. The finest drink of all the drinks, for it has both the wolf and the blitzer. The Wolf Blitzer.
This is our new sponsor.
Thanks, guys, for giving us money to promote you.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Thank you, guys. If anybody else wants to do that, you could do that too. You know, just just like hit me up on Facebook or something. And
little Facebook typey.
We'll typey types and we'll set up some deals. I've been doing a lot of more. Have you noticed that though? In life in general, like, do you do business sometimes on Facebook?
Oh yeah,
it's crazy.
I think that was more the reason I started it when it started.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. But it's kind of come back around. It's not all, like, for me, it's not all, like, just douchey pictures of your cats and kids. And like,
it's not.
I don't care about, can people stop doing that? Like, just posting pictures of their kids all the time on there?
Well,
it really bums me out. Not that I want a kid, I just don't want to see your kid.
That bad?
It's like, I'm clogging up my feed, man, with all these little babies. I don't even know babies.
Some of these
there should
babies
be a
I
baby
like.
Hide feed.
They all look the fucking same.
Facebook can recognize photos, just hide the babies.
Oh, there's, yeah. Well, I did, there was an app, wasn't there? There was something like in a Firefox extension.
Has to be, like,
that you can get rid of, it was like get rid of dogs and babies or something. Like, it recognizes all the dogs and all the babies and just like, no, you won't, you know,
you erase all
that.
Cats from the internet.
I don't think you can.
I think the internet will break if that happens.
I feel like,
it's very true.
Yeah, it's the glue that holds the internet together is cats. without cats, there is no internet. I mean, there's a server room somewhere where it's just full of cats, and they're sitting away, and there's
a lot of cat hair.
Ginger owns it.
She's the mastermind behind it all.
I'm pretty sure she has a Facebook profile under the name of some like black woman somewhere. Like, she's got fake pictures up there. She just hangs out. Like, I don't really get to hang and get out of the house or anything, so I just socialize.
She figured out how to use your.
No, she's like, I think she started like the Tyler Perry fan group. Like,
oh my gosh.
She's really big into him.
No, not my
cat. What if you found out, like, do you believe in reincarnation at all? Like, I don't know.
I kind of, sort of do.
But what if you found out, like, your pet was, like, in a past life, like, just some pink fat black woman that, worked at Denny's and...
But it would all make sense.
It really would, wouldn't it?
Ginger, I know you're an old fat black lady. Oh, you're so cute.
Speaking of that piece of shit, she scratched me in the face.
I saw that.
She scratched me in the face.
A nice little marking you got.
Yeah,
I got battle scar.
I'm gonna have a fucking scar there now because of that goddamn cat. It's an awkward spot too. Makes me really.
Or you can just tell
makes
a
me really
better story.
What?
You could tell a better story than your Your cat scratched you in the face.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. I was in a knife fight. I was I was meeting up down with my boys at the
then you blew them up with fireworks.
Yep. I said, you ain't gonna scratch me like that in the face with your knife.
Threw out like a backpack of M80s.
Dude, totally. And then I didn't even run. Dude, I stood there. I just stood there and watched it.
And I was covered in like
soot and blood and fucking like
it was meaty.
Their piss, because they were so like, you know, that it wasn't because they were like pissing on me. It was because like they peed themselves so hard that it just, you know, it burst and spread at me. And it's pretty. You were there.
I saw it.
It was good, right?
I tasted
it. I looked like a total badass.
Your truck was the getaway car.
Yeah, I hopped in your truck. I was just like, fuck all you. Give us a minute.
And then it died.
We'll be out of here. And then it died as we turned the corner. And I was still like, fuck you. Fucking M80 fire. Piss fire.
That's how we get rid of people.
That's how we do. You know? In 2014, we need to be doing a lot more of that.
Hairspray, flamethrower.
Dude, yeah. I think we need to mount one to the roof of your truck.
Or two, and also like boat foghorns.
Can we like set up a station in the back of your truck, like an artillery gunner that I can stand at? Man.
Well, probably. It'd have to go through to the you know, to the frame.
We're gonna spray pee on people. We're gonna have a fire hose of pee.
Super soaker, pee pistol,
yeah,
turret.
Man.
It's a turret.
So. Speaking of pee, before we get out of here, because I think we need to wrap this up, because this show has been probably the most ridiculous thing ever, and it was only supposed to be a short time just to cover, you know, the...
can I just say
cover the year.
My favorite moment?
Oh, please.
She remembers something.
Oh, that's good.
That's awesome.
You need to be on more often.
Duncan goes corporate.
Oh,
an amazing episode.
That was an amazing episode. Duncan went corporate on our asses.
Yeah, that was good.
He stepped in and fucking...
He put on the suit.
He Vince McMahon-us. He McMahon-us. No, it was good. It was an interesting episode, and I'm still, quite frankly, I hope that guy doesn't really come back, because if, you know...
He's going to be here next week. Just saying. It's going to happen.
Oh, it's that caller. That one guy. Yeah, I think he's a caller.
You should have called.
Seriously. Fucking douchebag. Thing's been open. Skype's been up. We put the number out there. No one calls the show anymore. I think they're intimidated. I think they're scared of us, Ty.
It could be tough to talk between the two of us. I mean, I'm talking
Bender
about
doesn't call
crackers.
Anymore. I think we pissed off Bender.
Because he didn't let him know?
I don't know. I let him know today. Him know about the show today, and he said he might. But
miss you, Bender.
God damn.
A little bit.
Also, you were a half an hour late, and
me?
I think I blame it on you.
Okay.
I'll blame it on you, which is a common theme throughout 2013.
This is also true. I can't deny that.
We might as well finish up.
Play last year's first or this year's first one.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Great idea.
All right. First off, we're missing great, great content like Guar Bender and Scott's Anal Fishers and Cheese.
Do you still have the Dr. Huxtable?
Oh, I'm sure that's – I don't know if that was 2013 or 12. Hashtag Monsanto. That was pretty – that was a serious one.
We had some Monsanto-y moments there.
We did. Clicky Poppy Hummy Stories. We got Titty Meatballs. That's good. I like that one. I think, wasn't that a song? Was that a song?
Might
it should be
a song.
I feel like it needs to be a song. A song called Titty Meatballs.
Titty Meatballs.
All right, here we go. Gay Dinosaurs and the Punishment Noise. All right. New Year, Same Scumbags. January 5th, 2013. We'll want that bumper a little bit. I think this was the first time this song played.
No, really?
I think so.
Really?
I think. This theme song. Welcome to the fun, Jesus Christ.
My name is Owen. It's the first show of 2013.
All right.
I'm here with my best friend, Duncan.
Aw, you're so sweet.
That caller no just calls in all that the time.
He does, doesn't he?
He's your best friend.
I forgot who he was. Who's this guy?
No gives. Exactly.
The legend. Duncan
I'm glad I was there.
I know, me too.
Ty's here once again. Hey, you guys just
this must have been the beginning of you.
The latest.
You showing up to shows.
I'm going to do a new one every week. That's the goal. That's the goal.
One a
that's
week.
The challenge.
One a
that's
week.
The challenge is a new.
We held pretty far.
Yeah,
pretty
you have.
Fun.
You have.
Get ready
for
to
sure.
hear more terrible singing from me.
I liked it.
Do you like it?
I liked it.
I
you're
liked
quiet,
it.
Ty.
Let's hear it again.
I didn't have your volume up loud enough.
That happened a lot too, you fucker.
It took me about. It took me about a whole.
Your volume's good now.
10 minutes.
It is. It's fantastic.
Plus, you speak with a big boy voice now. I think before you did talk quiet. You did talk quieter before.
It all depends, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. It's got to be up in my phones. Turn it up in my phones.
Turn it up in my phones.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I'm demoing the new song to you guys.
Yeah. I just laid it down, like Rockstar.
I just laid it down. I do remember when this happened.
Yeah.
He's got some really cool shoes.
Yes, he does.
He does have good shoes.
We are here.
Speaking of new shoes,
once
you got
again,
new shoes.
I got the Perps.
I will tell you, though, it's been an
dude, that was a year ago. The Twitch shoes were, they weren't brand new. They were already worn a little bit.
They were, but yeah, so you were
I beat
you were
those
due
things
for some,
up, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to order another pair. I don't think I can not have a custom pair of.
Well, how much are they again?
It was like around $80 when I did it.
Oh, yeah.
With shipping and everything.
That's so worth it, really. Mm-hmm. I can't wear All-Stars anymore. They're uncomfortable to me.
They're kind of my
they don't have
go-to.
Enough. I have high arches.
I feel like I should have something more supportive.
Yeah,
but
I can't do it. I can't do it.
It depends too. If I'm
can
working.
You imagine though they used to actually play basketball in those
I know.
Shoes?
Yeah.
Like, no, I can't even fathom that.
I mean, I've done it before. Don't get me wrong, but it would. It's nothing compared to what we're wearing now for basketball.
Oh, basketball shoes are absolutely goddamn ridiculous. I don't know why we're tangenting into that, but.
Anyways.
Let's see what's.
So anyways.
The show we've ever done. And that is the start to the new year for me. Duncan, how's the new year going for you so far?
Well, I have, I mean, between the factory
not
and
even
Skyrim.
You're not even talking to me.
Skyrim.
I'm sorry. between the factory and Skyrim, I haven't really had a whole lot of time to do anything.
I love that you got on Skyrim all late.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I do things, though. I'm like a year behind.
Not a good
everything.
Indicator.
It's okay, though.
Yeah.
A year ago.
Dude, like. I didn't play, and I don't play Call of Duty, but the only Call of Duty I've ever played was World at War. And
God
I
damn,
didn't
we're
start
interesting.
Playing that until like 2 years after it came out.
I don't even know what that water.
Yep.
And
water.
It just
shot.
Bam.
You're right in the eye, you gay bitch.
Yep. Jizzed on by.
Jizzed on by.
By a potato. And it hurt like.
Oh, I remember when that happened. Do you remember that, love?
I was walking around with that for
when I got
Christmas.
No. So when I
they all have Christmas, the rest of Christmas Day in Boston.
I don't remember either.
You don't remember that was
you got
last
jizzed
year.
On by a potato.
That's how it was explained. But basically, something got fucked up when I was cooking potatoes and boiling potato water got on my
that
eye.
It must have been Christmas dinner.
It was Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few days funny. Afterwards, but of course I got to go see
I do
the family
remember
on
that
Boxing
now.
Day, the day after Christmas.
I did. I had there's pictures. I have it.
Yeah.
And there's a mark like below.
That don't celebrate Christmas, right?
That don't celebrate Christmas, right? True. We just call it the day after Christmas.
So I go see family on Boxing Day.
Yes, of course you do.
And of course, what is mom's hammered? You know, it's regular. Kids are there.
Mom's hammered. It's Boxing Day.
They're screaming. You know, it's.
Oh, it's drunk. It's Christmas. Mom's hammered. It's Boxing Day.
I've got a hangover.
Dad's drunk. It's fucking.
You guys were really good last year.
So dad is sick and fucking tired of the karaoke machine that was bought.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. It wasn't bought for him. It was bought for it's this little girl's karaoke machine. It's my niece. She's got this thing, and she is just like being. Oh my god. Shut up.
I remember this.
Just shut up.
Oh man, I don't want to relive that nightmare. I don't want to relive that
second
nightmare.
Segment.
God damn, you want to hear some second segment?
Give me some second.
All right, it's still loading. It's
hang on. Me with the podcast.
It won't ever let me, like...
You don't have to count your wife as a slut. You can if she is turned on by it, though. Because, you know, that's...
Well,
we'll get there in a bit.
Loading. Internet.
Oh, dude, I just picked a rad booger. I'm sorry.
Save that.
Do you do that?
Saving that one?
Putting it to the side.
A little board of my best boogers,
2013. Yeah, okay. I should do a little collection, huh?
Nose goblins. What did Stimpy call him?
I don't know.
He had the collection of.
Did he? That's right. Yeah. I
want to say it's nose goblins.
I did watch Ren and Stimpy on occasion, but I always was even then like. This
I love that show.
Weird as
fuck. Being like, the person I am, anyway, I love that show. But that show was. It was the jam. It was just weird enough to be like, "What is going on?" Like the mystery of the weirdness of that show. And then I discovered drugs later.
And it all made sense.
It's like, oh, well.
Oh, they were tricking me.
Spoiler.
Yeah. It is true. Ren and Stimpy is kind of just like the precursor to drugs. It's like you will do drugs, probably, if you understand this show or try to understand this show.
I feel like it was part of my path.
Ren and Stimpy, or not, sorry, just said that. Rocko's Modern Life is a bit that way,
too. I love that show, too.
If you go back and watch those two, there's so many weird references and little jabs at sexuality and jabs at, you know, drug use. And it's kind of like, what? You know?
Yeah.
Seeing it again, you know. But
that'd be a rewatch for me. I would
Rocko. I would do that. We should do that in the new year.
Rocko's Modern Life Marathon.
If we make one New Year's resolution, it's that me and you will watch some cartoons. Rocko's Modern Life together.
Yes.
All right.
Is that on Netflix? I hope it is.
We're so sentimental, you know, with the new year and all coming up. Really.
Is that that's tonight?
That is tonight.
I'm ready to flush it down the toilet. Get out of here, 2013.
13 was, an all right year.
It was okay.
It was okay. I feel like 14 should be better.
14,
you know?
14
but then I, then again, I also hate people that are like, all right, 2014, the year of change. You know, this is the year. And like,
is it the year of change? Is that the official year it is?
I think they mean like
is that Obama or something. Obama-ing you?
Yeah, but I think they. I think it's like more like the coin change than it is the.
Oh, change, the year of change.
Yeah, your change.
I got it.
Yeah, you're gonna have a lot more change this year. Like a little bits of random
change adds up.
I got a jar of change.
I got.
Hopefully, that jar of change has more change in it by the end of 14.
We can only hope.
That's a good way. That's a good way to end this thing, I think.
Oh, it has more change.
I got a plastic bag of change. It's pretty awesome.
I can't get to the second segment, Ty. I can't get.
I'm upset. I just want that second.
Speaking of which, for this show, there will be no second segment unless I decide to randomly pop back on later, which I might. But Ty has a long evening of partying ahead of him. We'll just say
it's going to be a night.
He's going to be doing all the drugs.
Beautiful night.
He's going to be doing all the drugs. He's going to be beaning. He's going to be
beaning.
Beaning
in a K-hole while riding some Everest lines. And
why is it that when you said K-hole, I thought of glory hole, and I felt that that's probably how your night is going to end?
I can only hope so.
Yeah, guys, it's been a wonderful.
Everybody be responsible in your New Year's.
It's been a wonderful New Year's mini show. I'm glad we got to do this because honestly, it would have been sad, you know, to wait as we've waited so long to do a show. I didn't do one without you while you were gone. So it's really cool of you to take a little bit of time to do this tonight.
Man.
I thank you and I thank Teresa for being on the show.
JT.
I'm kind of looking at the schedule and seeing that there are a couple of days, but we need to plan it out. And folks, continue listening to this crazy train wreck that we call the Ono Radio Show. We do it because we love it, and we do it for you. And
there's a new year coming in.
What's that?
There's a new year coming in.
Oh, yeah.
The harbor.
New year.
That's a new year.
It's the new year.
We're gonna celebrate it!
In the harbor!
In the harbor! Put on your clogs!
In the harbor!
Clippy, clippy, clop, clop. Clippy, clippy, clop, clop.
In the harbor.
In the harbor.
In the harbor.
In the harbor! Clippy, clippy, clop.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we love it. We love you, and you need to basically go and like us on Facebook. That would make me happy for the new year. We need to get that up in 2014.
Yeah,
we need more listeners live.
We'll
need more
social media. We'll do it.
We're going to conquer this thing. We're not going away. That's the thing. People keep thinking we're just going to go away, and
yep.
Unfortunately, they're wrong.
Yep.
So,
much like syphilis.
You might as well just embrace it like herpes and just go about your days. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Oh No Radio Show. Signing off for Ty, Teresa, that guy that seems to call sometimes but didn't tonight and was on all those old shows.
That one dude, that guy.
We love you. Good night, bitches.
You know what happened?